call the October 9th, 2012, Susquehanna County Council meeting to order. First thing will be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. We can amend the agenda under executive session, striking job applicants' qualifications and personnel, leaving pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Minutes, we have a copy of September 23rd and October 2nd. Any questions, concerns, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. This morning, we will hear a presentation from the Way Home program, and I believe we have representatives here today to speak to council. If you would come forward, please, and address council.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Barbara Del Mastro, and this is Mr. Billy Johnson. He's a Way Home participant who's doing an excellent job. And I wanted to thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time this morning to speak with you a little bit about the program. The Way Home was formed in 1996 as a volunteer group, and in 1998 we became a formal nonprofit program. We grew out of a prison Bible study right here in the prison in Georgetown, and we are connected with a lot of community churches and churches statewide who donate and believe in our cause. We'd like to just tell you a little bit about the program. It has shown a lot of growth over the years. I started out with 3 participants. Today we see over 100 people, or have over 100 contacts with men and women who are coming out of prison each month. There are 2.5 of us who function as case managers. I'm the director / case manager. There are 2 others who are case managers, and we work very hard. We're getting referrals now from every prison in the state, also from prisons outside of the state, who find us on the web and ask for our help. The situation is that many people are released from prison with absolutely no support. They don't even have a winter jacket. They don't have ID. They don't have money. They don't have a job. They don't have anywhere to go. It's a desperate and a hopeless situation unless something or somebody intervenes. We try to be that force that meets people at the gate. Actually, we meet them before they hit the gate. We go in and interview people while they're still incarcerated. We find out what they need. We try to form a plan with limited resources on how we can help them. If we or someone else like us wasn't there, they could last a couple of days maybe, but then the temptation to go back to their earlier way of life could be overwhelming because there would simply be no way for them to survive. We have proven statistical success through the University of Delaware study that just came out. If I may, could I give you these packets and pass them down?
Certainly.
Oh, thank you. What we offer our participants is a minimum of 3 years of post-release case management. That is offered to them. They can take advantage of that. Some choose to, some choose not to. Some stay in touch with us much longer than that. The other important part of this puzzle is we are saving the state a great deal of money. Case management services through the Way Home cost maybe $5,000 to $6,000 a year. We drive people around in our little cars. We get them jobs. We get them out on job search. We get them to the State Service Center to sign up for the things that they need. And as soon as they get their first paycheck, then they can pay for their own transportation to get to work. Several of our case managers have contacts in the business world. That gives us a slight edge. It's hard to get a job when you have a felony on your record. Very hard. It's hard for anybody to get a job today. But we're trying, and we are succeeding. We've saved the state millions of dollars in money that would have been spent on incarceration. If you crunched all the numbers, you would find that we have saved the state millions of dollars over the years. There's also the important aspect of community safety. Our participants are engaged in positive things, or we try as hard as we can to engage them in positive things. Many are in recovery. We get them to meetings in the beginning. We get them to functions. We encourage them to get sponsors. We get the literature out to them. We get the studies, you know, the schedules out to them. We do all that we can to encourage them to stay in their recovery work. So I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Billy Johnson, who can tell you what it's like to be a Way Home participant. We'll switch places.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Billy Johnson. I'd like to say that without the Way Home program, I don't know exactly where I would be. I was incarcerated. I had family here, but I didn't know where they were, what they was doing. I did a 5-year incarceration. I had no contacts. I heard about the Way Home program and while I was incarcerated, and I signed up, and they come and told me what I needed to do and what they would do. And to this day, they're still doing it. Well, to give you a briefing on it, I got out of jail. I didn't have anything. I didn't have anywhere to go, any clothes, any money. I had a plan, but I didn't have anybody to help me carry it out. They met me there. They took me to a safe haven where I could eat, sleep, didn't have to worry about anything. They, after that, they took me to help me get my license. They helped me get clothes. I already had shelter. And from then, they provided me with transportation to look for a job. And they helped me, and they carried me back and forth to the job until I could do better. And today, as I stand, these clothes I got from the Way Home program. I go to meetings. I go to church. I have a vehicle. I would never have that. This is in 4 months. I would never have that if it wasn't for the Way Home program. I don't know what I would have did. So I'm trying to tell y'all that I don't know if you know about it, but it's a beautiful thing for someone that doesn't have. And I hate it for the guys or the women that would comes out that if it's not there for them, because like she said, in a couple of days, a week, what are you gonna do? You gotta eat. You gotta have somewhere to stay. You gotta have a half of a chance. And with that, I wanna thank you all for listening to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming.
Where are you working?
Well, right now, I'm cutting trees, logs. It's kinda like for myself, I didn't wanna get into that. It's like, I progress greatly. I link back with my family, and I started a small tree cutting business.
How long have you been in jail?
Since June 5th.
Of this year.
Now, does the Way Home it operates out of Laurel? I see the address is Laurel, right?
No, our office is in Georgetown.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, many times people, you know, we take our county tax dollars and we try to use them primarily in Sussex County. Mm-hmm. So is this basically going to be out of Georgetown's at the Sussex County Correctional Institute, right? We're not...
The majority of our participants come from this prison, Sussex Correctional Institution.
But you're a statewide program, I guess?
Well, we get referrals from all over the state, but we only operate in Sussex County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's your success rate?
What's that?
Our success rate, it's stated in the packet that you just got, but...
I read it.
Yes, but we are improving the recidivism rate close to twice the rate of recidivism if people didn't have any help, close to twice.
So you're, what, 50%?
Yeah, close to that.
You're close to 50%. Do you use the Bible to help bring them back? How do you get them, do you have Bible teaching in this home?
In our transitional house in Millsboro, we do not have Bible teaching. We respect everyone's right to believe what they want to believe. But if people want to go to church, we try to provide transportation.
Well, the reason I brought that up is because in Seaford, they had something similar to yours.
Mm-hmm.
And they're batting about 80-85%.
Mm-hmm.
So it works very well for them. I just wondered if you took in that direction, if you thought it might even raise your percentage higher. I think 50% is pretty good, but it seems to me it could still be a lot better than that. I'm not trying to, Chris, I'm just trying to say what works for somebody else might work for you.
Right. We give people the freedom of their choice regarding that.
Mm-hmm. And hey, you're going to church then?
Yes, sir.
Where do you go?
All Saints in Mehovah. With Judge Grace. See him every Sunday.
I have a question, too. What is your major source of funding?
We get a line of funding through the Office of Probation.
Mm-hmm.
We get some funding through grant and aid.
Mm-hmm.
We get funding through the Lewis Rehoboth Association of Churches and the Sussex Ministerium,
mm-hmm.
which are composed of groups of 10 to 15 churches.
Which are non-denominational, actually.
We are non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
We get funding from different churches and individuals,
mm-hmm.
but those are our main blocks. I write grants, but most of them do not come in.
It seems like the model is like kind of like Alcoholics Anonymous, where you have meetings and sponsors, right? How do I know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know. I get out.
We have.
Is it similar to that the structure? Because it seems like, you know, when you're talking about, like I said, just when you said the word meetings and then you said sponsors, it sounded to me like their model, which has been very successful,
mm-hmm.
It seems like you're doing something similar to that, is it?
Well, we don't have enough mentors to match up one person with each participant. There are
maybe
too many
someday
participants.
Might,
someday we might.
Mm-hmm.
What we try to do, if people have if they're in recovery or they have drug and alcohol issues, we try to get them
mm-hmm.
into the appropriate meetings and
right.
encourage them to get sponsors
right.
and make the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We mentor people as much as we can, but we're spread very thin.
Mm-hmm.
We have a weekly meeting Tony Neal runs, and I want to quote him right now, and he says, "The way home is a life-saving station." He runs a weekly meeting. It's non-denominational. They discuss life issues, you know, drug and alcohol issues, and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
What is the history of, they're in the budget for what?
They have been getting a human service grant
mm-hmm.
for $1,000
mm-hmm.
for a while. In
okay.
January, Mr. Wilson gave them a $250 grant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would be appropriate to?
And the human service grants are coming up in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be, shorter than that, bring them to council, paying them in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we
it's certainly appropriate to do anything you would like to do with
future.
Your councilmatic grants.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have in the home at one time?
Excuse me?
How many is there in the home at one time?
Well, the transitional home in Millsboro is very small. We serve many, many more people than that. In the home at Millsboro right now, there's four.
How many is in Georgetown?
Excuse me?
How many is in Georgetown? Is that the only home? Just
that's the only home we have.
So you have four at a time?
No, sir. We serve many, many people through our case management services.
How do you do that?
We get them into shelters. We get them into Oxford houses. We get them to work. We can only house four in the Millsboro Transitional House.
Just a standard house. I mean, it's got probably three or four bedrooms, so you can only put...
It's a...
Unless you have a bunch of houses around, which they don't at this point, so maybe...
It's a great program.
Any more questions from council?
Just say it's a great program.
If I could clarify, my name is Lee Dogloff. I'm the vice chairman of The Way Home. We serve about 50 people at any one time. And when they first... We meet them at the prison gate or they walk in to the... to the office, we sort of front load the services so that we will be doing very intensive work. And although we only house four, most of the people who come to us have no other place to go. They have no family support. About 97% have drug and alcohol problems. At least 60% have mental health issues. So we find them housing, and we have relationships with shelters in the area, and that's part of what we do. We also make sure that they have their Social Security card, that they have Medicare if they're entitled to that. We begin to take them out to jobs. We have relationships with employers in the area. We take them, we prep them for the interview for the job. We literally take them and go with them for job applications. And so we do everything to assure that this person has the best shot at making it. And I am also a clinical social worker, and I do the clinical review each week or every other week with the staff. So I know firsthand sort of what goes on clinically with this program. And it is a place of miracles. Tony is right. It is amazing. We have people who come out having served long prison sentences, and they turn their lives around. But it's things like, we had a birthday cake for somebody, and he was, how old was he?
49.
First time in his life he ever had a birthday cake or celebrated a birthday. It is in our realm and frame of reference, it is almost impossible to put ourselves in the place of the kinds of growing up and life experience that these people have. They, practically all the women, and by the way, we serve a lot of women as well as men, come in with sexual abuse histories. Many of the men have sexual abuse histories. This is the toughest of the tough, because when they come to us, they have no other place to go. And that's why we call ourselves the Way Home.
Actually, you're just offering physical things, but you're not. How about their spiritual life? How are you changing them? How do you get their moral lives changed? What are you doing for that?
That's part of what we do. We encourage people to go to church. It is a faith-based organization. We believe that spirituality is a critical part of recovery.
Couldn't you not make that a requirement and say it's required if you're going to live in this home that you must attend church and so much Bible teaching? Shouldn't that
be careful
part of
about that?
We might get in trouble with the IRS if
we
do that.
Not a good idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we do.
You're asking for charity. You're asking for people to help you. And I think that's part of us as a giver. I want to see more than just say I'm taking them out and putting them in another home and let them go through the process, through this learning, and try to say we're good to you. But there's another third here. There's three parts in man. You're missing a third part.
No, we're not missing that part, Mr. Wilson, because that's...
But I know better, my friend. I talked too many years.
Well, but Tony's group, for example, Tony is...
But he does a good job.
And he's a minister. And he guides people towards his church or other churches. Spirituality is a part of the recovery process. And it plays an important part in all these people's lives.
Any more questions from council?
Yeah, I have a question. It's in under the grant requests.
It is today under the grant request.
And I want to give them a grant.
Okay.
And can you state your name, sir?
I'm sorry, Lee I. Dogoloff, Dogolloff.
Yeah, I would like to grant them $1,000 for my...
We need to do that under proper order of business.
I'm sorry, okay.
We'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the program.
It looks like by that clock it's 10:30. We will move to our public hearing scheduled for 10:30. That could be Mrs. Webb or Mr. Moore run this.
Mr. Moore could open it, and then okay. I'll do.
Moore?
Yes, this is for resolution approving agreement to provide firefighting services and approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Dagsboro Volunteer Fire Department, Inc. Ms. Webb will describe what the purpose of this resolution is for, and she will have others assisting her in the presentation, and then the public will have an opportunity to speak on this matter, and then at that point the hearing would be closed and the council could vote on it at that point. So Ms. Webb.
Thank you, and we will be speaking today with A representative from the Dagsboro Fire Company and their attorney, Mr. Smith. The Dagsboro Fire Company has provided and continues to provide firefighting services to a specific area within Sussex County, Delaware, and the fire company in the county would like to formalize such arrangement by entering into an agreement to do this. The fire company proposes to issue up to $3,374,000 of bonds of the fire company to finance the cost to construct a new one-story fire station to be located on the corner of Clayton Street and Railroad Avenue in Dagsboro, Delaware. The intent of the fire company is that the interest on the bond qualifies for exclusion from income of the owners for federal income tax purposes pursuant to IRS code, hence the public hearing process that we will have today. To be excluded for income tax purposes, the bonds must be approved by the applicable elected representative of a governmental unit with which the fire company has entered into an agreement after a public hearing to consider the issuance of bonds has been conducted following a public notice, which was given. A fire company declares its intent to use tax-exempt bonds to finance the capital cost of the project with a maximum principal amount of $3,374,000. These bonds shall be an obligation of the fire company and shall never be a debt of the county, and the county shall not be liable for any payment on such bonds. The county's approval of the issuance by the fire company of bonds of the fire company will have no fiscal financial impact on the county. And if, gentlemen, you'd like to step up and maybe speak about your project of your new fire station.
Thank you. Ms. Webb has pretty much taken most of the words out of my mouth, Mr. President, members of council. And we were here, what, a year or so ago for a fire trucks. And I know you do this a lot. So I would just say the reason we're here and taking your valuable time is so that this qualifies for the tax-free treatment, which enables the lender, Fulton, to grant a much lower rate loan to the fire company. And those of us who have recently refinanced our houses would love to get a couple points off our loans, too. So this is exactly it. I have with me today Mr. Al Townsend, who's the president, and he will be giving you just a brief description of what the project is. It's across from Southern States on Clayton Avenue, those of you who are familiar with Dagsboro. So, Mr. Townsend?
Yeah, it'll be an all-new project. Our intent is once we get up and going at our new site, we're going to sell our old site and take that money and put against our debt. It's a 26, almost 27,000 square foot building. It's seven bays. We've gone all geothermal to help save us in the long run. We'll pay more up front, as usual, to put it in, but there's some grant money out there that we're trying to look at too, and through the federal government. It's something we've planned probably for 20 some years in the fire service, and we're hoping to go ahead with it once we get our funding established. It's been a long week, so.
Yes, it has been. Any questions from council?
If there's no questions from council, then is there any member of the public that would like to speak in reference to this resolution?
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there any member of the public would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, Ms. Webb, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and the council is free to act on this matter.
We will
read the resolution.
We'll close
if you
the
like.
Public hearing, and Mrs. Webb, read the resolution, please.
The Sussex County resolution approving agreement to provide firefighting services and approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Dagsboro Volunteer Fire Department.
So moved.
First, okay. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Lawson, back to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items this morning to address. First one is a discussion item and possible introduction of an ordinance for council to consider. It came to my attention that based on next year's calendar, the first Tuesday is January 1, 2013. And Delaware Code requires the county to meet on that day, which is the official New Year's Day holiday. the code also gives the county discretion to not meet on a holiday if the county passes its own ordinance. Mr. Moore and his staff did some research on this item, and we do not have the current discretion needed to not meet on a federal holiday such as January 1, 2013, the Tuesday of New Year's Day. So this ordinance would give the county discretion to not meet on a holiday if, in fact, the code mandates that we were to meet on a holiday. So it's a little bit of a nuance, but something that if we do, it will correct this situation as it approaches next year.
And it would apply to all holidays similar to that one?
Correct. If a national holiday is on a Tuesday and by code or otherwise we were scheduled to meet, this ordinance would give the council discretion to postpone that meeting.
Mr. Moore?
I have nothing to add unless someone wanted, if you want me to read the ordinance so it can be introduced.
Please read the ordinance.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 1 of the Code of Sussex County relating to Sussex County Council meetings that fall on legal holidays.
You make that motion?
Mr. Deaver introduces it.
Okay. Second. Thank you.
Mr. Lawson?
Okay, thank you. One other housekeeping item. We had a unfortunate clerical error in the 2012 meeting schedule that was discussed and adopted during the October 25th and November 1st, 2011 meetings. Unfortunately, during those meetings, the council adopted its schedule, and it did not include November 6, 2012, Election Day, as a date by which we would not meet. I have a quick motion to correct this issue, and unless you have any problems or questions, I can introduce that motion.
Please, sir.
Be it moved, the County Council approves the amendment of the 2012 council schedule to insert Tuesday, November 6, 2012, as the date council will not meet.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And I'm assuming there's no public hearings in the afternoon that need to be considered?
That's correct. Okay, and last, quickly, administrator's report. Two items. Number one, attached, please find the call statistics for the fire and ambulance call board for September 2012. There were 15,291 total calls handled in the month of September. Of those 911 calls, 76% were made from wireless phones. Two, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will hold a strategic planning workshop on Monday, October 15, 2012, at 1 p.m. at the Sussex County West Administrative Complex on Route 113. The workshop is being held to discuss various aspects of the committee's strategic plan attached as a copy of the agenda. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.